Hot enough for you? Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox.
I've turned the cows into all the hay fields, so we're just completely out of grass, and I've been feeding hay 2 or 3 weeks. Really, almost full feed the last week.
Cattle farmer Kenny Phillips of Bedford County says he's experienced hot and dry Julys before, but not quite this early. And this latest heat wave is taking its toll on a number of farmers all across the state. Wells drying up, crops burning up, and farmers selling off their cattle. John Teague is the extension leader in Bedford County.
Talked to one dairyman, actually two dairymen, whose silage is essentially wiped out. And what is still remaining in the field would have some concerns of nitrate poisons because of high levels of fertilizer being applied to those fields. I've had reports of cattle that have been moved to get closer to water supply because of ponds drying up, streams drying up. We've got reports of folks that are already feeding hay. Yeah, it's pretty critical. Pastures are in pretty tough shape right now.
And the long-range forecast doesn't offer much relief in terms of moisture. And Teague says there are already discussions underway about disaster declarations.
3 or 4 of the counties east of us have applied for disaster or started the process of asking for disaster assistance. I know that I have talked to the Farm Services Agency people here in Bedford County to have dialogue with them about what might be coming up as far as discussions about that as it would apply here.
And farmer Kenny Phillips is doing everything he can to keep from having to sell his cattle early.
I've doubled their feed, their pellets they're getting, and of course put out full free choice hay. So I'm going to try to tough it out.
Very critical conditions on the farm. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.